my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. And so the next definition, entrance into any condition. So look at the condition of the human family. Look at ourselves spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Look at our condition and how we are in need of Yahushua. And we have to go into the definitions of Yahushua: health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty and deliverance. And if we do not act in accord with those principles, then vengeance enters. Because we have disobeyed the science of the universe, which is the science of life. So, Yahushua is at the door. Hear the voice. Hear the sacred divine feminine. Open the sacred divine feminine door. Allow Yahushua to come in. Allow health, wealth, and prosperity to come in. Allow liberation and deliverance to come in, to change the condition, to change the state and affairs of the human being. The next definition, state of things. Then it says society and employment. Well, look at the society. Look at the government. Look at the institutions. Look at ourselves personally. Look at how we are in need of the principles of Yahushua. Look at how society is sick, dying, full of disease. Government, institutions, sick, dying, full of disease. Look at how the institutions, sick, dying, full of disease. We are in need of Yahushua. Look at our families. Look at our personal selves, how we are attempting to function from sickness and death and disease, how we are in need of Yahushua. Then it says employment. Well, employment, jobs. We are in need of living wage jobs. Is it not the reality that workers with the fast food industry are yet, how do you call it, protesting and agitating for living wage jobs? Because people like McDonald's, Burger King, others, making all manner of money, paying the little worker nothing. Look at Walmart. Look at all of the stores paying their workers nothing. Look at multinational corporations like Ford, GM, and Chrysler. Look at how they, as I understand it, because, now this is interesting in my mind, when GM and Chrysler were bailed out by the government and by the banks and the Obama administration, Chrysler and GM had to promise that the new workers coming into Chrysler and GM would be on a lower paying system. Cheaper wages, cheap warehouse wages. And so an agreement was struck. And even Ford, before that time, and to this time as well, has also agreed to a pay system in which the new workers will never make the high wage that the older workers make, because as the higher waged workers begin to retire, then the new high mark would be the low wage. and then they'll continue that process. So we're looking at how employment and the corporations are sick. The CEOs of corporations are sick to destroy people, destroy workers, destroy wages. And while I'm on the subject of GM, GM apparently, with no regard to poor working class people, hid the fact that there were defects and faults in their vehicles, such that if you had a keychain that was too heavy connected to the key in the ignition, that chain would shake and switch and move and turn and switch off. I have never heard of that before. I have had heavy keychains myself in ignitions. And so GM, hiding this defect, hiding this fault in their cars, cars switching off, engine switching off, brakes, everything switching off, the safety bag switching off, deaths, they say now 13 years, 300 deaths. That's a disregard for poor working class people who are employed at poor working class jobs, having no regard for those who are not a part of the elites. I'm sure that there were no elites caught up in these deaths, pretty sure. I am sure and I know that no wicked ruling class and ruling families were caught up in these deaths. No poor working class people. So you see how we are sick. And the CEOs of GM, they didn't start off elite. They came from poor working class stock. Or you can say they did not begin in the elite position. And they certainly not even as we speak are they a part of the ruling class, but they think that they are. So you see, we are sick and we need Yahushua to come in. We need health, wealth, and prosperity for all. We need the human family to undergo deliverance and liberation from such a terrible system. This word, come in, also is defined as arise and come into existence and begin to be. If we are not being and existing in accord with the science of the universe, then we are not fulfilling our mission. We are not fulfilling our oaths that we gave the Most High, that we would come into the earth realm and stand for the human family, liberate the human family, free the human family, deliver the human family, so that we may be who the Most High intended for us to be. This is so heavy. Thinking about Dr. Phil Valentine again and how he was giving to his audience how the ancient African ancestors would think seven generations ahead when they began to plan for the babies and the youth, and how the African ancestors would study the babies and begin to construct teaching that would bring those babies into their being, into their existence, into that vocation, you might say, that the Most High intended for that baby, that child. So that baby and that child may be all who the Most High intended for that baby and child to be. So that they may arise up into that lofty position of a god and a goddess here and now on this earth. Defined further, come in. Let me come in. I will come in. is further defined as men to come before the public. Now, I want to bring up one of our great ancestors who just passed from among us into the ancestral world, spirit world. Brother Chokwe Lumumba. He was in his 60s, I believe, and he just passed away, I believe, in at the end of February. This beautiful black man, who was he a part of the military in his early life, but then he began to be an organizer. He began to be associated with not only civil rights organizations, but also black power nationalist organizations and human rights organizations. He began to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. He began to be a man in the public that wanted to see Yahushua in the people and Yahushua in government and Yahushua in the institutions and Yahushua in the system. He wanted to see the system change. He wanted to see government change. He wanted to see institutions change. He wanted to see corruption taken out of the system so the people can live a peaceful and a tranquil life. This brother, Chokwe Lumumba, began to be a lawyer and began to defend people such as former Black Panther Asada Shakur, that beautiful black woman who is in Cuba right now, in exile because the government of the United States violating international law, violating the law of God, violating the law of Goddess, violating the law of the universe, and the Obama administration as well in violation, have put a bounty on the head of Asada Shakur. Well, Chokwe Lumumba defended that beautiful black woman from such wickedness. He also defended Tupac Shakur, who fell under attack by the same wicked forces. Chokwe Lumumba, I began to know about him right after Hurricane Katrina. He, Chokwe Lumumba, did investigation into the activities of the government, the institutions, the system in New Orleans and in the country, state level, local level, and federal level, and began to investigate the actions of the Fraternal Order of the Police, and began to investigate the actions of poor working class Caucasian people in Louisiana, in New Orleans. And Brother Chokwe Lumumba began to see some very disturbing things. That the government in general used Hurricane Katrina to push black people out of that region so that the government officials on behalf of the wicked ruling class and families could take that land and use it for their own purposes. These who are Congress people and senators who have a hatred for black, brown, red, and yellow, and even poor working class white. These who probably come from working class Caucasian families, infected, diseased with the mind of the wicked ruling class, to use circumstances like Hurricane Katrina to take control over the educational system, push out black children, destroy black children, black babies, destroy black teachers and black teachers' unions, and destroy people and destroy brothers and sisters who may be in the jail system, the prison system, leaving them to neglect and working to destroy them. Then you have the fraternity. I learned this from Chokwe Lumumba. He had a a public hearing and a public trial and tribunal to indict those in government positions that work to destroy black people by using Hurricane Katrina as their excuse to do what they had planned already. Chokwe Lumumba stood up strong in this public tribunal and trial against corruption in government and institutions and systems, and began to reveal how the Fraternal Order of the Police, made up of poor working class people. See, we're sick. The human family has fallen from the Lucifer height. As we say, Lucifer, that's not a bad word, has to do with light, the light bearer, the illuminated one. We have fallen from that lofty position. We have fallen from the height of a god and a goddess, a child of the Most High, doing the work of the Most High, praising the Most High, helping one another, loving one another, and falling into the satanic mind and become an adversary of everything we were created to be. And so the Fraternal Order of the Police, made up of poor working class Caucasian people and others, began to work against black people and help to destroy black people following the Hurricane Katrina disaster. Even incinerated a black man. I was devastated to hear such news coming out of that tribunal led by Brother Chokwe Lumumba, our revered ancestor now. But the Fraternal Order of the Police in New Orleans, having a satanic mind, a racist mind, a mind full of hatred, even made sure that black people couldn't cross this particular bridge to safety. Wanted to keep black people in a certain area so that other poor working class white people, not understanding that we should love one another, not understanding that we should not be the enemies of one another, not understanding that we are all being used and manipulated by the wicked ruling class to destroy each other. The Fraternal Order of the Police pushed us back into our neighborhoods and helped other poor working class Caucasian people in New Orleans take shots at black people, kill black people, shoot them down like dogs, shoot them down like turkey shoots. I learned this from Brother Chokwe Lumumba and the public tribunal on Hurricane Katrina. Fraternal Order of the Police even kidnapped a black man and put him, the man was in his car. The black man was in his car, and the Fraternal Order of the Police incinerated the car. Members of the Fraternal Order of the Police incinerated the car, burning the black man alive. Another Fraternal Order of the Police member in New Orleans took a black man up into a helicopter, dropped him out of the helicopter, killing the black man. So, Brother Chokwe Lumumba, you ought to Google Chokwe Lumumba and the public tribunal on Hurricane Katrina. This brother stood strong and revealed truth. He heard that feminine voice of Yahushua. Chokwe Lumumba heard that voice and used that feminine voice within himself to expose the truth and bring that truth to light. Then in recent times, I think in 2011 or 2012, Brother Chokwe Lumumba began to be the mayor of the city of Jackson in the state of Mississippi. Now, I know this upset the ignorant, not the smart and intelligent poor working class whites, but those that are ignorant and think that black poor working class people are the enemy. Come on. It's the wicked ruling class and ruling families turning us against each other. I'm sure they were upset that Chokwe Lumumba had become the mayor of Jackson. But because he became the mayor, it shows that Brother Chokwe could organize among poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Because I'm sure that he got a significant number of intelligent poor working class white people to vote for him, because it's not only black people in Jackson, but there are brown, red, yellow, and white in Jackson as well. Brother Chokwe wanted to see the government work for the people. Brother Chokwe Lumumba wanted to see the society work for the people. Brother Chokwe Lumumba worked in the public to bring thoughts into your mind, to bring a new type of thinking in your mind, to feed you and me on thoughts that would elevate us and cause us to rise and be and exist and be who the Most High intended for us to be. Brother Chokwe Lumumba fought against the satanic possession of the people, no matter who he was looking at, if those people were possessed by the adversary spirit. That spirit that is the adversary and opposer of all that is good and all that is righteous. So we have become the opposer of our own self. The character Lucifer, Satan, is one character. And so that character becomes the opposer of the self of that character. And Brother Chokwe wanted us not to be the opposer of our own selves. He wanted to see cities not be bestial and animal-like. And he wanted to see men and women not be bestial and animal-like. He wanted to see Yahushua come in. Now, you say, well, was he a Christian? That's not the point. The point is, when you know the definitions of Yahushua, when you know that Yahushua is defined as health, wealth, and prosperity for every human being on the planet, when you know that Yahushua is defined as liberty and liberation for every human being on the planet, when you know and understand that if we do not do that, if we oppose those principles, then the vengeance of the Most High is at the door. When you understand the definitions and you see a Muslim, a nationalist, a communist, or whatever you call yourself, standing up for those principles, then we know and say that they are fighting on behalf of Yahushua, that Yahushua may come in. So that's my little tribute to my dear brother and ancestor, Brother Chokwe Lumumba. Rest in peace. Rest in the waters of noon, my dear, wonderful, beautiful brother. I will come in, says Yahushua, to him. And this word him is autos, and it means him and her, his and her, himself and herself. So not just him, not just he, but also she and herself as well, and collectively themselves as well. So I will come in to him and her, and will sup. Let's see this word sup. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 1172, dipneo.
Dipneo is to sup. This is a verb. And then we go to the root of that word, one of the roots, etymological roots, is this word.
Strong's G 1173, dipnot.
This is a neuter noun. I wonder what it would be in the African Hebrew language if it would be a neutered word. But let me see. It means supper, especially a formal meal, usually held at the evening. So Yahushua wants to feed with us and spiritually eat with us. Yahushua is the teacher. Yahushua wants to feed us and instruct us. Remember Jeremiah 1 and 5? The Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, which means in the waters of noon, as the seed and germ of life, we were alive before our physical incarnation in the womb of Nonet, as the waters of noon, and we were feeding. We were feasting with the Most High, as the Most High Father and Mother Yahuwah, Jehovah, instructed us and gave us instructions on how to be and what to do. So Yahushua is instructing us and feeding us. It says further, definition, used of the Messiah's feast symbolizing salvation in the kingdom. So the purpose is to feed on knowledge and wisdom and overstanding, understanding, inner standing. Listening to my brother, Dr. Phil Valentine. Inner standing. So that we can understand Yahushua. So that they say you are what you eat. So the whole purpose is to become Yahushua. The characters in the scripture that are righteous, and the righteous characteristics and definitions in scripture. We are to become those righteous characters and attributes and definitions. Okay? If we do not, then we become those characteristics that are associated with Satan and the opposer and the low desires of the human being. That malefic quality of the human being that we have to guard against. Whatever we feed on, we become that which we feed on. So we must feed on the teachings of Yahushua. We must become Yahushua. We must become the change that we desire. We must become the Messiah. We must become the Jesus. We must become the Yahushua. We must become the prophet. We must become the Moses. And as my minister Louis Farrakhan would say, we must become those who fulfill all that is written of by the prophets and the sages and the Messiah. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.